Today we discuss whether fans want more IPs in the park or more original concepts. And we play Don't Forget the Lyrics, Disney Park Style. All this and more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
Podcast. I did it first.
Podcast.
There it is. Thanks, Miriam.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks Podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks Podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other new fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. How do you do? Scooby-dooby-doo-boo. Today, I'm joined by my co-hosts. What? I'm singing the song. Disney founder, theme park fashionista, and desert diva from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Hello, Miriam.
Diva, that's such a strong word.
Desert diva, no less.
I didn't mean in a negative connotation. Was that? Did you take that negatively?
No, I don't know. Divas, that sounds powerful. I don't know if I qualify.
I didn't mean it in like a hard to deal with pain in the butt kind of way. I meant it in like...
Is there any other way to take that?
Strong, confident
female. No. Diva is a female version of a hustler.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm that either.
What? To me, a diva's like, I'm on point. I got this.
Beyonce defined it for us once that happens. That's it.
Oh, I didn't...
Yeah, we just told you.
Diva really is a female version of a hustler. I should never be allowed to do that ever again. Are you guys excited about what's the Beyonce movie coming to Disney Plus?
I think it's called Black is King, right?
Black is King, yes. Mm-hmm. It looks like a fever dream. What is happening?
You see Lemonade? That one was for sure crazy.
So, yeah.
Like in a good way. So I'm excited for this one.
And finally, we have comedian, Diz nerd, and fancy name dropper. It's Mark Andrada. Hi, Mark. Where you been?
Hello.
I'm not up and up on the, Beyonce. I'm just not cool. I'm not into pop stuff. I don't know any new things.
You haven't seen the trailer for Black is King?
I've heard about it.
It's coming out on Disney Plus. She calls it a visual album.
Yeah, it's minutes away. By the time people hear this, it'll be out. It's a peek behind the curtain to know that we record this a little early.
A smidge, a hair.
Yeah, not much. Okay. Just a couple of days early, but yeah.
I'm just old. I'm just not hip and current. I'm a dad, I like my old stuff.
Is no excuse.
That is not an excuse.
All right.
Listen, last episode you were talking about Despicable Me being your favorite and Boss Baby. That's a current movie.
Yeah, those are current things that Mark and I haven't. We haven't seen Boss Baby.
I haven't seen Boss Baby yet,
Sing.
For sure.
Yeah, I haven't seen Boss Baby or Sing.
Boss
Baby
is cool.
Current and up on those.
Guys, thanks. I feel pretty cool now, too. I just, got some pep in my step all of a sudden.
Yeah. You look cool.
I'm pretty hip. Yeah,
And then we'll just make you watch Beyonce's visual album when it comes out and you'll be all caught up.
Do you mean the one called Black is King? See, I'm up on the stuff.
Yes.
There it is.
We got a great show today, guys. Tons of fun stuff. But we're going to start things off with a special segment. So you know what time it is. Say it, Mark.
What time is it?
Segment time.
I didn't understand. What time is it?
Segment time. Okay, let's talk about a little bit of a problem in the park. Or maybe it's not a problem. Let's talk about it. Let's see what side of the fence you're on. If you haven't noticed, Disney and Universal, but mostly Disney, has this thing called synergy, where they like to have everything in the theme parks be the same thing as everything you see in the movies, now on Disney Plus. And the concept of having original ideas or original stories that come from the park, not necessarily from the movies or from Disney Plus, but from the park, is a thing of a past. And let's check in with it. The last time an original attraction came to Animal Kingdom was 2006 with Expedition Everest. The last time one came to Epcot, it was Soarin' in 2005. The last time an original attraction came to the Magic Kingdom was 1980, Big Thunder Mountain. That's 40 years of nothing original. Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, Big Thunder. I mean, original stuff goes a long way. And the idea is maybe down the line that some of these could turn into films. And it's happened. A Jungle Cruise movie is in the can and waiting to come into our Disney Pluses or on the big screen. We'll see. Who knows? Depends how long this pandemic goes. Who knows? Where you guys sit on this? Does it bother you? Do you even care? Or do you think that this synergy is something you're cool with?
You keep saying synergy. Isn't that the bad guy from Incredibles?
Oh, no, that's Syndrome. That's
Syndrome.
And what are you saying?
Synergy. Synergy is a word. I think this was a Michael Eisner thing where, you know, everything in the park should be something that you can buy the DVD for or the toy or plush for. And you weren't able to go and buy, this is in the Disney decade, you weren't buying Haunted Mansion t-shirts. You can now because, you know, these things are iconic. But when they came out, I don't think they're banking on them being iconic. I just think they're great ideas and cool storytelling. And I think a lot of that is lost in the parks now. I feel like everything has to be an IP. Whatever the new movie is coming out, whatever the hot TV show is, we got to get something in the parks. Mm-hmm. So the young kids go to the park, see the thing, watch the movie, pay for the movie, buy the toy. And it's just a big old circle, right? Or maybe you see the toy and play with it and that drives you to the movie, or you see the movie and it drives you to the parks, what have you. Synergy. Do you guys miss the classics? Do you miss the originals? Are the Imagineers kind of cutting off their nose in spite of their faces and pigeonholing themselves with only being able to have IPs be in the park?
I think that we're hitting sort of a tipping point. Like, it's critical mass. We have so many IPs in the park. It's tough because I don't mind it, but I do see what you're saying. Like, it doesn't bother me as much as I think it bothers other people. If you're asking me what my preference is going forward, I'd like some original stuff. Mostly because I think it's a great testing ground for something to make a movie out of. I like that Pirates of the Caribbean was a ride before it was a movie. I like that Haunted Mansion was a ride before it was a movie. Mm-hmm. I like that Tower of Terror was a ride before it was a made-for-TV movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Expedition Everest would be a really cool movie. I don't know why they haven't made that yet.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be.
I think the idea was these Imagineers were saying, hey, we got this ride that we're putting in. It's going to be a drop tower. A drop tower. Okay. Well, what if it was a hotel? Mm-hmm. And it was, you're in an elevator at a hotel. Like, that was the thinking, not, okay, we have this movie coming out, Moana, and, you know, this girl sails on this boat. Okay. Well, we need a water. What kind of thing could work on a water? It's just reverse thinking. It would be great to have these guys flex their Imagineering brawn again and just come up with a cool idea for some kind of new technology or something that just works with the land. What does the land require? We're in Tomorrowland. What's something just futuristic? Does it have to be a part of Treasure Planet or WALL-E or whatever our bad ideas were for our Tomorrowland section?
Yeah. See, but you're onto something there, I think, too, right? Like, basing attraction around something like Treasure Planet, the lesser known or like Frozen Ever After, like, I'm great. I'm glad that the people who love Frozen get to ride a Frozen ride. But Tron is a great example of a ride I'd like to ride because it's like, yeah, that's a movie that I'm not that into, but there are cool elements about it. I'm not trying to give you a hard time about the movie.
No.
It's just not something that I'm super into, but there are parts of that movie that are the coolest, and riding a light cycle is the coolest. So yeah, give me that part. That's the part I want. Mm-hmm. So if you can find like a Disney IP, like, I mean, like you said, Treasure Planet, how many people have seen that movie or remember it now that they, you know what I mean? It's been years since you've probably seen it.
Well, mm-hmm. And maybe with the advent of Disney Plus, they want to shine a light on some of their older IPs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to have them steer clear of IPs altogether for like just sometimes, not every attraction. I realize that every time they have some money to do something new and they're going to fire a big bullet, maybe they want to bank on a sure thing. Like, this all comes down to return on investment, right? ROI. If I'm going to spend this money on this attraction, it's got to drive people there. And the easiest way in life with any kind of, whether it's a movie or a musical or anything, is giving people something they know already. That's why there's sequels all the time, you know, or reboots, because, well, people are going to come because they know it already. I think that's their thinking from the head office is, well, you know, we want people to go to this attraction because they know it. Now, Tron, yeah, you're right. A lot of people know it. I think people are more connected to the aesthetic of Tron and don't know the story or anything like that, but just that futuristic look, which they mm-hmm. tried to implement into Tomorrowland so many times in the past. Mm-hmm. Even the People Mover had like a Tron part sort at of some
vibe
point.
Going to it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just to tie it together.
Test track now. Tron track.
It's Tron'd out, you know, because the aesthetics are so futuristic and cool. Makes sense. But think about Tony Baxter, and he wanted to do, what was it? The River Expedition. It's basically what Pirates of the Caribbean is to cowboys and Indians. That was originally the plan for the expansion in Frontierland for the Magic Kingdom. But everybody and their mom who went to Magic Kingdom was like, where the hell's the pirates? And they were like, well, figured you wouldn't care about them. This is the East Coast. This is Florida. Why do you care about pirates? People on the West side don't care about cowboys. They're interested in pirates. But you got to give the people what they want, and they want something they know already. So let's put another Pirates of the Caribbean in here instead of a great concept like just a cowboy ride. You know what I mean? Like a cowboy experience. Anyway,
I mean, in retrospect, it's probably good that they just put in pirates, because then they wouldn't have to fix it.
Yeah, that's you know fair. What I mean? Like, yeah. That's very true.
But I think the other thing is, when a lot of those rides were being made, like at the beginning of Disneyland, Disney didn't have as many IPs, right? So they had to come up with new concepts. Now they're so flooded with so many good ideas that they can just go to that well and put them in the parks. I think that's really maybe what the tipping point is they have all these incredible ideas that are already out there that people do want to see. So they're like, well, let's just put them in the parks.
But do you think that some of the creativity is possibly stunted because they have to bridge it to some kind of intellectual property for it to, you know, have that synergy, get that return on investment?
I think it's just a different way of doing things. Like, I think it's just a different creative muscle that you have to flex, right? Like, sure, Guardians of the Galaxy exist, but how are we going to present that? Like, how are we going to make that an entertaining presentation? Because it's not enough to have a dark ride where you just regurgitate the story of a movie. You can't do that anymore. And we're seeing that even with the Princess and the Frog refurb on Splash Mountain, it's not going to be the story of the movie. It's going to be what happens after.
Yeah.
So we'll
our favorite characters, but it's not, you know, it's not going to be like Voyage of the Little Mermaid or whatever, where you just sort of sit through and go, okay, now it's this part of the movie. Now it's this part of the movie. Now it's this part of the movie.
Right, right.
And then there's a super cool Ursula.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. At least we got that out of it.
Yeah, super, super cool. But, you know, so it's different. And the Guardians of the Galaxy, like, look at what they did to Guardians of the Galaxy. We're going to have two unique, incredible rides by the
time. That are different from one another.
Yeah.
That's cool. Listen,
you don't sound convinced.
I just want them to try something new. Why can't they get this technology and go, what would the best story be for this technology? Because what happens is these ride technologies come up. And what Disney is so great at doing is looking at Intamin or Arrow, whatever the company is that's making the attraction. Here's our new technology. Mm-hmm. And they're going, okay, how can we innovate that technology? How can we do more than just buy right off the rack and make it do something else and this and that? And what story can we tell? And without having to automatically thrust this into an IP, you could just tell the best story by the way of the technology, like something like the drop tower. Like, I use that as an example. It just made a ton of sense. Mm-hmm. We want to do something. We have this thing. It could be a hotel. It could be this. It could be that. But no. It's got to be like, look, even the idea of what they did was a little bit of the stretch with the collector's thing and you're getting that gantry lift. It all feels like a stretch. Does it work? And is it great? Yeah. It does, but it's still out of the universe. Like, it still feels, they got to make it work somehow. So we're going to make the collector's thing.
Yeah, I did too.
It just feels like a stretch, but it's fine. It's a good stretch. It's fine.
In the first movie,
the collector's place, there's no like elevator shaft, giant.
Well, I don't show you the entire blueprint in a movie.
I'm only saying I saw what I saw and it didn't look like the outside of the Hollywood Tower, okay? But they made it work. And that tipped my hat to these Imagineers for making this thing. And a lot of people were upset. And then they're not upset anymore because it's so great, even better than the old attraction.
Way better, yeah.
And they didn't lose the old one. So nobody's upset because they can still go to Florida and go on the tower. I'm just saying, like, wouldn't it be cool to just pick a theme and just go, we want to do this. And then they just do it, as opposed to, you know, everything has to be an IP, unless the IP kind of swims in that water of an idea. Like, you know, hey, we want to do, for this new movie that's coming out, Ryan and the Dragon, they want to do some kind of dragon ride, right? So they got to find, they could just make a dragon, like dueling dragons. But no, there has to be a ride. Is there a movie with dragons that we can make this about dragons? It'd just be cool if they just did something with dragons. Just make a new story.
Where would they put that in the park? I think that has more to do with like what part of the park does that theme make sense for?
Oh, totally. Right. Yeah. So say they have a land that's hurting. Like, let's play this game right now. What's a land that's hurting that needs
Tomorrowland?
Tomorrowland. Great. Yeah.
So why could, I mean, and they've done this, like Mission Space would make a lot of sense in Tomorrowland, but let's say they were coming up with something new and it had nothing to do, it doesn't have to be attached to an IP. Maybe there is, I don't know if you can have another rocket adventure, but maybe it's, maybe you're walking around in a space station, you know, and you have to dock at a space station, then you walk around in a space station. Or what if it's at some kind of anti-gravity experience? Why does it have to be Mars Needs Moms? And you know what I mean? Like,
I would, but now you're arguing my point about the lesser known ones that nobody watched.
I'm just saying, right? Like, couldn't they just pick a cool thing about the future, about a land, and extrapolate on that, and then tell a story, an original story? And then if people like it, which they will if they commit to it, then you can make the movie later. Then you can make the TV series, and then you'll get your synergy. I don't think it always has to work the other way around.
Sure. How much does it cost to make one of these rides? You know what I mean?
Like $1 zillion, like a ton of money.
Yeah. If you lay an egg on one of these rides, I mean, that's it. You laid the egg on the ride. Now, if you lay an egg on a movie, there's all kinds of ways to make your money back on that movie, right?
I disagree.
You make a movie and it's like, this wasn't a huge box office hit, but there are places I can sell this movie. There are other markets. There are other things I can do with it. I can sell it to airlines. I can put it on Netflix. I can, you know what I mean? Sell it to TV stations. We can air it on whatever. There are other ways to make money on a movie than just box office sales.
What was the last bad ride Disney put out? We were like, that ride's bad. In recent
I think a lot of rides are that I just won't even go on them because they bore me to tears. Like, why would I ever go on the Dumbo ride? Why would I ever ride the carousel? You know what I mean? Like,
well, those are I'm original sure rides. Those are OG
they're nice.
Rides.
Miriam is so scandalized by me saying that, but
making a face.
Like, they're fine. They're fine rides, but I'm like, you know, they're not. It's not Indiana Jones.
Tell
you
me,
know
an,
what I mean?
Tell me an e-trick.
But the carousel, each horse has its own name and personality.
I'm
like,
so
come
sorry,
on.
Mark. Give me an e-ticket attraction. That is a grenade.
Mission Space, the worst.
There you go, Mission Space.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No,
mark
please.
That. But
no, it's good.
I don't think it's the worst. I think they.
Okay, you threw up afterwards.
I do, but maybe the green one is Chris, for me. Maybe the green.
To be
one
fair,
is for me.
To be fair, Chris throws up after a lot of rides. So threw up after Harry Potter, big time.
Yeah, sorry. All right, so you guys aren't too keen. You're not too concerned about this. You don't think this is a problem at all.
I think the problem is they just have so many movies that cover so much ground that it's really hard for them to maybe come up with an original idea now.
Okay.
And
there's also,
I like the idea of taking unknown or little known IPs, like instead of turning this, I mean, the submarine ride can go away, but instead of turning it into a Nemo ride, if they had made that an Atlantis ride, that would have been way cooler. Way more interesting than Nemo, who's literally just under the water.
Well, it wasn't
just regular fish.
It was an Atlantis ride before.
No, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah, and they go to Atlantis in that.
I'm talking about
Atlantis, the movie.
No, I know that, but they weren't. You know, they already had an Atlantis thing. They're going to just give you another Atlantis thing.
Yeah, switch it up. Give us the other Atlantis.
Right. Yeah.
Make it nice. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm with you. I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree. The problem is I think that most people would. Like, I think that the just regular theme park going public, if their choice is to ride Big Thunder Mountain or insert IP thing here, you know what I mean? Like, what else is in that neighborhood that has an IP? Why am I blanking on anything right now?
Okay.
Because I don't really, have they done a Western movie?
Let me throw a pitch at you, Mark. Let me just throw a pitch.
Okay. Sure.
You love Sea, right?
Yes, okay. I do. So like the Sea, like the Society of Explorers and Adventurers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And basically they've kind of created this sub story around a lot of these original attractions and some with IPs to create like a backstory, almost like a, you know, a basis for their existence. An IP created this IP out of something.
Yeah.
What if they
own universe?
What if they just committed to maybe expanding that universe in the parks with some original rides? So there is a tie already, but they could, you know, again, it's something a little bit more original, but that still has some kind of connection. I mean, I think I'd like to see something like that. I think those stories are really exciting and interesting. And look, they're doing it in Tokyo.
I agree. Listen, I agree with you. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
And Society of Explorers and Adventurers is a very interesting, you know, like I think that's a great thing that they're doing. What I'm saying is that it doesn't bother me so much as it bothers some other people, I think, that so many rides are based on a popular movie for as long as they keep doing something creative with it. And like I was saying, I think that most of the theme park going public, if their choice is to ride Big Thunder Mountain or the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, they're going to ride the Guardians of the Galaxy ride because they know what that is.
I feel like it only just comes down to money, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oriental Land Company has all the money in the world. And they said, well, we're not going to just give you a carbon copy Disney park. We're going to make something crazy awesome and some with some original stuff. And that's the best park in the world, Tokyo Disney Sea. And it has some of the most original stuff.
Sure.
Whereas,
but look what's coming. Look what's coming down the pipe for that park, right? Peter Pan, Frozen, like it's all IP stuff.
You're everything talking about that's an coming. Entire land that's all Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Magical.
I just, you know, I'd like to see some more creativity. That's all.
I don't disagree with you. Mm-hmm. Original stuff at the park is nice, but mm-hmm. I just don't. I think that we're past that. Like, I don't know if we're going to get that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, the other thing you mentioned, Mark, the money. Disney doesn't make grenades anymore. Even with movies, they will look at the movie and go, this ain't good. And then they'll drop another $20 million on it to fix it.
Tell that to the Star Wars fans of the world.
But at least make it good. Like, I don't think they're going to spend $1 billion and have a stinky ride. I think they're going to keep working on it. And just think of all the hurdles and things you have to go through just to get approval to get this ride cooking. You know, and I realize we live in a different world right now, and probably we're not going to get anything new for a while. Like, they're going to probably make what they've committed to making, what they've started making, try to, you know, put some money back in the coffers here, and then they're going to explore new stuff. But you're not going to get the full gamut of things you were hoping for the anniversary. That's just the fact. So, I mean, so this is moot for right now. But I think down the road, it would be great if it was something they could explore, because they have the money. They can make it great if they wanted to. I think it's about time they start doing something creative. And I feel like C might be the middle ground, where you have a little bit of something that you can rest on that has a bit of a pedigree. It's a bit of an underground pedigree, but isn't just another carbon copy, whatever. Mm-hmm. Listen, when they announced they were doing Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railway, I was excited because I thought Mickey and Minnie were kind of undermined in the park. Like, they didn't have their own attraction.
They don't have their own ride. Nah, there's nothing.
So I think it was a great choice. I think that was a really smart choice.
Even in Toontown, they don't have their own ride.
Yeah, you can do meet and greets. It's all meet and greets, but this was great. He could have his own thing. Okay, you made that one. And I get every park is its own. Hollywood Studios is your IP park. Epcot should not be your IP park. It should be original stuff. Magic Kingdom should be a combination of both.
Yes.
And Animal Kingdom, it should be about animals. Just make it about animals.
You know? Asking for too much, Chris.
Make it about animals, guys. Maybe one day the Beastly Kingdom could be something that they revisit. Who knows? But anyway.
It would be cool if they did C in every park, right? So you could put C in, I know it's in Adventureland, but what if they also started putting that in Tomorrowland? It'd be cool to have a space C ride.
Yeah.
And then
that'd be great.
Something in Animal Kingdom
and
Epcot and Hollywood. I don't know what you would do with Hollywood Studios unless you just made an actual Indiana Jones ride there instead of that show.
Well, Tower of Terror, switch it over.
But I feel like that's
what would that be? Like, maybe a treasure hunt in a mine car?
The Tokyo Tower of Terror
that'd be cool. Switch that over. Tower. Isn't that just kind of floating now with that part of the park isn't really like attached anymore? That Hollywood area?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like, Aerosmith the ride is right next to it. Like, it's like, what is this? What's happening here? Yeah. Change all of that. Oh, people are going to be so mad when they hear me. Get rid of the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Get rid of it.
Yeah. Get rid of that and get rid of Rock and Roller Coaster and make it C.
Well, I mean, Hollywood Studios should be the IP park. So jam it full of IPs, baby. Jam it. Okay. Come on. Do it. But the other parks, come on, man. Let's just get a little original.
I think Magic Kingdom needs to have it. Like,
that's what
I think
I'm saying too.
Like, Fantasyland? What else? Like, what are you going to do with Fantasyland? You're going to do something other than a Disney IP Fantasyland? 100%.
Well, you get Small World in there. I mean, it's not like you don't have some.
Yeah, get rid of that. Get that out of here too.
That one. Do not touch the Disneyland one.
No, burn them both to the ground.
My God, the Disneyland one almost did. And I was there that day. It was crazy.
Those are people eater, guys. Those things are those will be there forever. Listen, nobody's wrong here. These are all fair points. And who really knows the MO up at Disney corporate? I think it's all about synergy and selling the movies while you're in the park and vice versa. So, you know, maybe this time will never come, but it would be great to maybe explore some new ideas and just try something on for size. I'm sure that they are riddled with stories and concepts that Imagineers have been developing for years and years and years that are just sitting there backlogged because IPs can have raised to the top. And I'd love to see those be explored, you know?
Listen, you're asking for too much, Chris. We can't even get Figment properly done in the park. You know what I mean? Like, Figment should have his own TV show. He should have, they should bring back the Journey to Imagination, give us the original version of it with new technology. Like, what is happening? Figment. Give me Figment properly, please.
Fix Figment, says Mark Andrada. All right. Well, we've talked the tour to blue in the face. Guys, tell us what you think. Do you think we need more original attractions in the park? Are you kind of IP'd out? Are you cool with it? Are these what you want to see? You want to see those IPs. You see the movie and now you want to ride the movie. I get it. Let us know what you think. We want to hear about it. Well, that's that. Why don't we take a quick break and we'll come right back with some more A We Like Theme Parks
podcast.
Segment time. All right, friends, we're going to play a game. I think it's going to be fun, and I worked really hard on it, so I hope it's fun. We're going to play Don't Forget the Lyric. You remember that TV show?
No.
Wayne Brady, man.
Is that Name That Tune?
No, it's Don't Forget the Lyric.
What is that? What's Don't Forget the Lyric?
Well, you know, a song comes on. It's probably a song you know. And then you start singing along, and then all of a sudden it'll cut out and you have to keep going. And if you know the line,
okay,
you win. And if you don't, and if you fudge it up or say it wrong or do a make 'em up, you get it wrong. And it's supposed to be fun. That's okay. The plan. I'm like, fingers crossed.
Yeah. This sounds great. Okay.
So not only are we playing Don't Forget the Lyric, we're playing Don't Forget the Lyric Disney Parks Edition. And not too long ago, we did a Disney DJ on our favorite Disney Park song. So maybe you see a few that you know and love. But you know, Bondo, I'm not going to give you the easiest verse that everybody knows. I might pick maybe the second or third verse, maybe a song that's not as popular. But anyway, we're going to try it on for size. Sounds fun? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm pumped. Well, the rules of the game are pretty simple. I got 10 questions. Every time we have a question, it'll be somebody's turn. And on that turn, I'll give a clue to what the song may be. And then the person can decide to go for it or pass and make the other person do the song. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then if the person ends up not getting the number right and you've passed on it, then you'll get the points for it. Make sense?
Oh, so I can't wait until I hear some of the song and then go, no, I want Miriam to do it.
Yeah, you're just getting a clue first.
Got it. No, but I want to hear the song first is what yeah. I want to hear the song first and then choose whether or not I want to do it or not.
No, I'm just going to give you a clue because there's not that many songs out there, man.
Yeah, I know, but I want to hear the song. Listen, don't you understand? I want an advantage here.
Here's the thing. You're going to know all these songs. It's do you Chris, know the lyrics
Chris
of these
is
songs.
Not understanding what I'm saying.
I'm trying to explain the rules and you're messing it up. That's what's happening right now.
I'm listening.
Do I need to circle back on these? Do we understand how to play this?
I understand how to play it. I just think your rules are bad. That's all.
That's all I need to hear. Thank you very much. Miriam, do you understand what's happening?
I do.
You guys are dinks. Okay. I worked really hard on this. All right. So let's.
I love this sad sack host.
It's pretty pathetic.
Imagine if Alex Trebek did this on Jeopardy, and every so often he's just like, really? I really worked hard.
Worked really hard on that clue. Yeah.
This is what I want out of a game show host. Just somebody who's like, worked really hard on this. So you guys better have fun.
Guys, I was up all night working on this, and I appreciate it.
And then when nobody gets it right, it's like, I worked really hard.
Guys, you really don't know this.
I looked it up.
Nobody got it.
Just try.
I love messing with you, Chris, too. I also lie. I just love it so much.
All right. I'm over that. Let's get into this show. All right. Here we go. It's time for Don't Forget the Lyric. And let's go with Miriam first. Here's your clue. Do you want to do this song? The clue is Magic Kingdom. It's just Magic Kingdom. That's your clue. That's all I'm giving you. Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I want to do it.
You want to do it? Okay, Miriam, here's your jam. Sing along.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
reclosing where spirits dwell,
restless bones etherealize,
and begin to harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
It was great singing. It was fantastic. Unfortunately, those were not the lyrics. Yeah, so I got to find the big X. Here you go.
I got a point.
You got a point for doing nothing, man. The lyric,
I didn't do anything.
The lyric was, rise as spooks of every size.
Mm.
It was a tricky one. But you got the rest. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. And you sang it, and you sang it with panache. Well done, Miriam. All right, number two. Mark, it's your turn. Your clue is...
I'm giving it to Miriam for sure. Okay. Oh, wait, sorry. What was the clue?
The clue is Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom? I think I'm just going to give it to Miriam.
Giving it to
I'm
going to
make Miriam sing over and over again. This is my bit for this game. No, you know what? That's not fair. Miriam is turning. I wish this was a video podcast. You can see how Miriam's. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay, my friend, sing along. Here we go.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. When it becomes a reality,
there's a dream come true for you and me.
That is correct. Mark has got it. It's a dream come true for you and me. Mark gets it.
I should have given that to you. I would have been so mad if you had gotten that.
Okay, Miriam, it is back to you. You have control, and the clue is Epcot World Showcase.
I'm going to give it to Mark.
Going over to Mark. Mark, are you ready? Here we go. Yeah, Mark, sing it.
Canada. You're a lifetime journey for the traveler. Canada, my Canada.
I don't want to wear jeans.
That's not correct. Miriam gets the point. The answer is you're a lifeline wonder on this planet Earth. Let's hear it.
You're a lifeline of wonder on this planet Earth.
Oh, you're playing the second verse. I was singing the first verse.
I forgot about the denim verse in the...
Where they talk about Canadian tuxedos.
All right. Goes back to Mark now. Mark.
Okay. Yep.
Your clue is Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios.
You want to take it? You want to pass it away?
Well, part of me wants to give Miriam a taste of her own medicine and pass it. But Hollywood Studios, I'm trying to think of what's in Hollywood Studios. I'm going to take Hollywood Studios.
All right. Here we go.
I really hope it's just an Aerosmith song.
Nothing can stop us now. I'll tell you how. We're going to make it happen. Let's take a ride.
All the way to the other side of the moon, we're flying on a rocket. Don't touch me. I don't like it when you do that.
I don't think that's the right answer, but let's check.
And spend the day in the countryside.
Sorry, Mark, that point goes to Miriam.
What did I say?
Something you did say side, but that was about it. That's a
I thought it was just you just had to get the right rhyming word.
No. Okay, Miriam, it's back to you. Your clue for this one is Animal Kingdom. Take it or pass it?
I'm gonna pass it.
All right.
Oh, you're doing a filthy trick. You're bad. You're doing a bad. Miriam's a bad.
All right, here you go, Mark. Enjoy.
Go!
Just go with the flow.
Oh, you short one line. Let's have a listen.
Kick back and keep it mellow.
Kick back and keep it mellow. Sorry,
but then what's the line? What's the line after that?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Go with the flow.
Thank you very much. I should get 2 points because, like,
well, you didn't get whoa, whoa, whoa either.
But getting okay, so I should get 3 points because then I didn't get the first line, which was worth 1 point. I didn't get the second line, which is worth 2. I got the third, so I should get 3 points.
Judges, what do you say? Nah, it's too bad, Mark.
Okay. That was you press that button.
It did. I did.
Why'd you ask for judges? You
did. Okay, here we go. We are back to, this is Mark. This is Mark's one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mark, the clue is Epcot World Showcase.
Okay, I'm going to give Miriam a taste of her own medicine, but I feel like I'm going to regret it. Like, I feel like I'm due to know one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give it to Miriam. You're laughing like I would know this. This is upsetting to me. I don't like your laugh.
Well, let's see what happens. Miriam, are you ready to go?
I guess.
Here we go.
We're three caballeros. They say we are birds of a feather. We're happy amigos, no matter where he goes.
We stick together.
Oh, let's hear what they say.
The 1, 2, and 3 goes, we're always together.
Oh, 1, 2, and 3 goes, we're always together. Mark gets the point. All right.
Finally.
Miriam, back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your clue is Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You'll take it? All right. Miriam's going for it. I like it. Here we go.
For instance,
the boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan.
And toucans can better than 1 toucan can.
And toucans sound better than 1 toucan can.
Oh, it's two. And two can, two sound, can sound better,
better
than 1 toucan can.
Dang it. See,
what do you think, Mark? Mark, I'll leave it up to you. Should we give it to her?
Yeah, give it to her. Yes.
I got it wrong. It's okay.
You were close, though. You were one line off. Well, Mark,
I know
Mark
that
was feeling
whole
generous.
Show. I can sit in that theater and do the entire show, much to the chagrin of everyone else in that theater. I also Mark. Do it with a mouthful of Dole Whip, as if it wasn't enough that I do it. I am also sitting there, like, smiling and bopping my head back and forth and eating a Dole Whip like a child.
All right, Mark, this is you, my friend, and the clue is Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. Okay, I feel like I've gotten lucky here so far giving it to Miriam, so I'm going to give it to Miriam.
All right, here we go.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho.
We're really bad eggs. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho.
Let's see.
Kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho.
We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Okay, Mark gets the point.
Good, great. I was already prepared for my turn. I was already sad about it. I was like, yes, I'm ready.
This is Miriam. Miriam, the clue is Epcot Future World.
This is going to Mark.
Oh,
okay, Mark.
I'm going to lose for sure.
All right, Mark. Here we go.
Come on, everybody. Let's
go. We all have sparks. Imagination. Yeah. That's how our minds create creations. Right at the start of everything that's new.
Right at the start of everything that's new. Just with that spark, it's inside of you. No, it's not. That spark is it. I don't know. One little something about inside of you. Why am I earnestly trying to do this? I was better off when I just made one up. Can you play it again? No, you can't play it again.
No, just say it. Just spit it out.
With just one spark from me and you. Let's inside see. Of you.
One little spark lights up for you.
Oh.
So close.
I knew that you. I knew it rhymed with you, though. For sure, you.
Miriam, are you going to give this to him?
Yeah, of course.
You are?
I fully got wrong.
Wow. Okay.
No, but you got it close. You just tripped on the two toucans. Two can sound sounds.
So does Miriam get this
I
point?
I got it completely. Yeah, Miriam got that point earlier, didn't she?
Okay. Miriam got it. There you go, Miriam.
Listen, everybody's just getting points. Chris, you get 5 points for putting this together.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
my dog just had a drink of water. He's going to get a point for that. He is now patrolling the house. He just went into the bathroom. I don't know why.
Okay, Mark, last one, buddy. Your clue is Magic Kingdom, Fantasyland.
Magic Kingdom Fantasyland.
Do you want to take it or do you want to give
it? I'm going to give this to Miriam, but so help me. If this is Small World, I'm going to smash my face against this computer.
Here we go, Miriam.
Oh, get out of here. Miriam?
What do you got, Miriam? It's the second verse that nobody knows about.
Look around. All the dolls are creeping us out. It's a small
shame.
Isn't
shame.
It? There's so much. Is it? There's so much we can share. Oh, the mountain's too wide.
The lyric is, though the mountains divide and the oceans and the are ocean wide, are it's a small world after all. That one goes
to Mark.
I'm glad
that I didn't get it.
So let me count the scores here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh my goodness, it's a tie. Okay.
Of course.
Good thing I have a tiebreaker. And this is the tiebreaker. And it's a tricky one. Okay, here's how this goes. I'm going to play a song. This has nothing to do with lyrics. If you can tell me what ride this is from. Okay. You both have heard this song before.
Oh, we just have to tell you what ride it's from.
You just have to tell me what ride it's from.
Okay.
And you get the point. You have to shout it out. You ready?
Okay, sure.
And here we go. The tiebreaker.
Yes. Is this Flight of Passage?
Incorrect.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yell it. I don't know what it is.
That's
go
not
ahead.
Fair. It's. Am I allowed to still yell it even though I got
yeah,
one wrong?
Of course.
Oh, it's the Sinbad ride.
That's correct. It's the
you
song from
Sinbad. You've both been on it. I've not been.
Yeah, that's so, that's so unfair. It's the Japanese. It's the Japanese ride.
Yeah, but Miriam, you told me you watched it on YouTube.
I didn't memorize it. I wasn't on it.
The song is so killer. How could you not remember this song?
I'm furious right now.
Are you furious?
You really fed me that one. That's not fair.
Really?
I mean, I'll take it, but you know.
I mean, and I'll give it. It's fine.
Do I have to cook up a new one? Just okay.
No,
I can cook
no,
one up on the fly.
Not.
No, no, no.
Miriam, right,
if you're going to be grumpy about it.
Why didn't I memorize the song?
If you're going to be grumpy about it, give me 1 second.
I'm not grumpy at all. I promise.
It'll give me 2 seconds. I'll cook up.
No. That I think that's perfect way to end it. It's okay.
What, you furious is the best way to end it?
I'm not actually furious. I don't care.
Sounds like a little bit of disappointment.
You look pretty mad, Mary.
You look pretty upset.
That big I'm smile.
I was just messing around because you said we'd both ridden it.
I said you both know this song. You both have heard this song. I didn't say you both ridden it. I wouldn't say that.
I misinterpreted you.
Because I know you have. That's why I was very clear, being like you both. Have seen like you know this song because you've watched it. You told me you watched it.
I misinterpreted that clue. You don't have to find another one. He won.
You sure?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good because it's a.
This was a non-belt match. So
No, this is not a title match. No, this is not a King of the Castle. Okay, great. Well, hey, where you go, Mark? You did it. You are the winner.
Yeah.
Of Don't Forget the Lyric, Disney Parks Edition. Well, that was super fun, guys. Hopefully you had fun at home playing along. Did you get any of them right? I mean, how many do anyone actually get right? Maybe one or two?
I bet a bunch of people got that Small World one right.
Well, it's the second verse, which you hear like
that,
maybe
that
once.
Is the one that you get. That was the tricky part of what you did. You did the second verse, you scoundrel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't want to make it too easy, right? I didn't want to do the you first cad. Word. Ne'er-do-well cad. Nobody knows Yo-Ho. It's so fast.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody knows that. Either. I'm impressed if you do. So I just did the easiest one, the first one. I did the third verse from Grin Grimming Ghosts because like maybe I would have got it for sure. I know that whole song. I don't know. I tried to make it tricky.
Good.
All right,
yeah,
friends.
I thought the lyrics to Yo-Ho were, na, 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 you drink up me hearties, Yo-Ho.
Mark, I thought you would have known the Canada one. because we talk about that song so much.
I'm not going to remember that nonsense.
The only one that I thought was hard was Go With The Flow. I was like, maybe who really knows?
Yeah, what is that even from?
It's the Nemo musical at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, what? This is a great number. Like, there's a huge puppet of Crush.
Ooh,
and they're riding on top of it, and it's like they're surfing. Go with the flow. It's all Beach Boys.
See, with my dad, we're getting like two shows max when we go to the parks.
But your dad will like this one. He'll like this one. Big puppets.
We'll do that next time. But he always picks the Birds one and the Festival of the Lion King. So we've never seen
those. Are the grenades. The Nemo one's like 10 times better than both of those.
Well, I'll make him.
It's because it says musical in it. Your dad's like, I don't like no stupid musicals. It's stupid, right? Mm-hmm. Right? But if it was just a Nemo show, he'd be like, fine, right? Mm-hmm. But because it's a musical, he's like, ugh, I don't do musicals.
What is it? He wants a straight play? Like a dramatic film noir. That would be amazing, actually. A film noir retelling of Finding Nemo. Let's get on that.
He likes the Indiana Jones one.
Right.
There's like
actual stunts and stuff. Waterworld. Love Waterworld.
Mm-hmm.
Waterworld is probably the best stunt show out there. It's incredible.
Yeah. Do you guys remember when it used to be Miami Vice?
No.
No. Miriam too young. It wasn't the same thing, was it?
I mean, it took place in the same theater and a lot of the same tricks.
I thought Miami Vice was the Lagoon show.
Yeah, same. There's Waterworld, the Lagoon show. Yeah. Took place in there, Crockett and Tubbs. And then there's a big helicopter that comes and stuff.
Oh, really?
Did they wear blazers and stuff?
Yeah. And they did the boat. They came in on a boat. Obviously, it's a different plot and stuff, but like.
Cool.
Now I'm going to look it up. Now you got me like.
Look it up. Look it up. Then we can end the show. Look it up.
I'm right. Oh, wow. It replaced the Miami Vice action spectacular. Spectra Blast.
That sounds cool. Spectra Blast?
Spectra Blast.
That sounds like a villain from space in the future's like rifle. Or I'll destroy your planet with my Spectral Blast. Sounds awesome. Well, that's
it, folks. Like Ghostbusters.
I'm still sad that Ghostbusters is gone. I'm hoping that this new movie, which is essentially Ghostbusters 3, becomes like the big thing that rockets Ghostbusters back into the kind of Universal Studios consciousness. You know what I mean?
But Universal doesn't own Ghostbusters, right? They just licensed Ghostbusters.
Yeah, well, they license it again. Go license that stuff. I think it's Sony that has it. Sony doesn't have a park. Get in there. Doesn't Sony kind of own Spider-Man, too? It's kind of weird. Sony and Spider-Man.
They share it, yeah.
They share it.
I guess Disney Marvel licenses it from Sony.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Remember when they were trying to take it back? They were trying to take back Spider-Man?
That was so stressful. Have you guys seen the second Spider-Man?
The second one?
Which one's the second one?
Oh, Far From Home?
Far From Home?
Yes, I have seen it.
Yeah,
yes.
It's awesome.
Hey, the way that ended and then they weren't going to film the third one, I was very stressed. We're doing? We're not going to finish this, the best one out?
And the Spider-Man's awesome. I was so over Andrew Garfield. It was so great to get this
Okay, we're not even going there because he also did a great job and I think you're being harsh.
Did we talk about this already?
I don't know if we have, but...
Well, all right, well, let's have this out. Okay, there's Tobey Maguire, there's Andrew Garfield, and there's Tom Holland. Rank them in order.
Tom Holland is the best. Tobey Maguire is the worst. And Andrew Garfield was pretty okay.
Mark, how do you feel about it?
Tom Holland's the best, and everybody else is a dick. Yeah, I agree with Miriam, except it's the space between number one and number two is pretty big.
Yeah, but I liked the emotional performance Andrew Garfield gave it.
Sure.
But he was still funny, and he and Emma Stone obviously had great chemistry.
Yes, I agree.
Tobey Maguire is so, ugh.
What? I disagree. Ugh.
I thought he was okay in the first movie, but man, oh man, did he really just bite it hard when he started getting,
emo.
Yeah. Why am I blanking on the name of Venom?
Oh, yeah.
Venom's character. Yeah. So when he got Venom in him a little bit and he was getting a little bad and he put on like a leather jacket and smirked a bunch.
Yeah. That was
and
the third movie.
Scene hair.
Get out of here.
Why don't you like Andrew Garfield? That's the real discussion.
I feel like what I know from Spider-Man is that he's a high school kid. He's sweet and bright and shiny, and that's why he's the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield was brooding and like kind of a dink, unlikable, you know, with his hoodies up, like mysterious and misunderstood. And that's just not Peter Parker. Peter Parker is this kid, this sweet kid who lives with his Aunt May. I thought Tobey Maguire did a nice job. Yes, a third movie was a dog because there was too many villains and because Sony was stepped all over Sam Raimi and didn't let him make the movie he wanted to make. Sam Raimi wanted a different villain. I think he wanted the Lizard Man to be the villain of the third movie. But Sony said, no, 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 you got to have Venom, and you got to have Sandman, and you got to have, And then all of a sudden the movie became like junk because there was just too much happening. And that's why he quit. And he said, I'm not doing this anymore, because they had a Spider-Man 4 in pre-production. And that's when the Andrew Garfield reboot happened. Everyone was like, Andrew Garfield, you're reminding me of Hayden Christensen as Vader. It's so unlikable. Mm-hmm. And then you get Tom Holland, who does an even better job, because quite frankly, he's just younger than Tobey Maguire is.
Yeah.
So that kind of boyish. Tobey Maguire
was like almost 40 years old when he was playing Spider-Man.
No, I'm saying, and I thought his tonally, he thought he did it right, Tobey Maguire. But Tom Holland is a young kid, so it's even better. He is Peter Parker. Yeah, he's the best Peter Parker ever. So I go Holland, Maguire, and then whatever that last guy's name. Forget that guy. He's garbage.
Whatever that
I think is. You're misinterpreting Andrew Garfield. I think he was playing Peter Parker as an introvert, which Peter Parker is. He's not brooding and terrible. He's just like uncomfortable around people. I think that's really he close was too to cool. an actual nerd he personality.
Was, but he was too and cool. He was played so cool.
He
wasn't coolly. Cool.
He was kind of like, oh, no. I don't know how to talk to
no,
people.
No, no, no. He was like alone. With his hair, but then he's, with his spiky hair and his popped collar and his hoodies. And he's like, he was way too cool.
Somebody sounds a little jealous.
No, he was played way too cool. That's not Peter Parker, man. He's a nerd.
He was playing he's a scientist. Cool. He was just on his own.
No, he wasn't. He was too cool. We got this cool, hot guy being like, hey, I'm Spider-Man. It's that's not Spider-Man. Spider-Man is a nerd. He's a nerd. He's an what awkward I'm hearing, nerd. Yeah.
What I'm hearing here is that Chris
Andrew Garfield stinks.
Yes. Andrew Garfield is hot.
Yeah, he's handsome.
And cool.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. That's
all,
what I'm hearing.
All of those Spider-Mans are good looking guys. They're all good looking dudes.
Tobey Maguire, really?
He's not an uggo.
I think Tobey Maguire might be a bit of
an uggo. Stop, Miriam. Tobey Maguire walks down the street, bumps into you. Literally, you bump into each other. Oh, you drop all your supplies. He picks them up and goes, oh, I'm sorry, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm fine. He goes, hey, you have a really nice smile. Do you want to grab a coffee? You're saying no?
No, that's when Miriam pulls out her mace.
And says, I love Andrew Garfield.
Charges him with assault. What are you doing bumping into me? You got a whole sidewalk here. What's wrong with you?
All right. Okay. Is that your position, Miriam?
I'm not into Tobey Maguire.
So you say no to coffee with Tobey Maguire?
100%. I feel confident saying that.
Okay. All right. Fair. You missed out. He was Spider-Man.
You missed out, he said. You missed out.
He was Spider-Man.
Like, this really happened to Tobey Maguire. You missed out. And Tobey Maguire is on this Zoom call, but he's hidden right now.
Yeah. And he's
weeping. And he's so sad.
All right,
woman I've never heard of in my life doesn't think I'm cute.
Okay. Oh, he listens to the show, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a big fan. He's a big fan. All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks so much for tuning in today, friends. If you want to connect with us, you can find us on Instagram at We Like Theme Parks. Feel free to DM us if you have a segment you want to pitch, or you just want to say hello, or you have a favorite Spider-Man that isn't Andrew Garfield. Let us know about it. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. Check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
Booyah! For Mark and Miriam, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And
we like
Theme Parks. Nobody likes Andrew Garfield. Nobody. Except Andrew Garfield's mom. See you next week.
And Miriam.
You're Andrew Garfield's mom?
What?
I said and.
Cool.
Bye.